Zvachim chapter 5, Mishnah 6, Hatoida va'el Nazir, the thanks offering and the Nazir's ram. So the Nazir's ram was offered up at the end of his Nazirus period. These things are Kedashim Kalim. They were now lesser holy, they of lesser holiness. Because they were considered sacrifices of lesser holiness, so Shechitasan b'chol makom bazara, they could now be offered up any part of the temple courtyard. They didn't have to just be offered up in the north of the temple courtyard, like the, you know, the most holy sacrifices. They could slaughter it anywhere in the temple courtyard. V'damantan shtei matanashan abra, the blood application was two, which are four at the corner, and then getting onto four walls. V'nechalin b'chol ha'er, it could be eaten anywhere in the city. Now these animals, so it was eaten by the owner of the sacrifice and the meat. So part of it was always offered up on the altar, the murim. And then we'll see now, part of it was given to the kohanim to eat, but the majority of it actually went to the owner. And he could take it, and he could eat it anywhere in the city of Jerusalem. L'chol adam, by any person, b'chol machol, he could prepare it in any way. L'yoyim v'layla ad chatzot, and he had to eat it that day and that night up until midnight. And hamura mahem, the parts that were given to the kohen, that was Kayotze Behem, had a similar law apply to it. Ela shamrum nechalim l'kohanim, except they were given to the kohanim, l'nishayim, the kohanim could eat it, and their wives, v'levnaim, and the kohanim's children, v'levdaim, and also their servants. So the parts that were given to the kohen, those parts which was the breast and the shoulder, parts of it were given to the kohen, so that it could be eaten by the kohen, his whole family, and any servants that the kohen had, but also had to be eaten inside Jerusalem, and also had to be eaten that day and that night.